Hi there. This is Jacob. Let's go down Gilead Lane.
Let's see. That's 15, 16,
23, 24, 25.
And just what might this money be for?
You're not going to spend your money on that, are you?
How does a girl make a decision like this?
See? No big deal.
You're welcome. So, Haley, what's up?
Well, I've been going over some figures with my financial consultant.
You have a financial consultant?
Justin Morrison. He came highly recommended.
Of course.
Now, if you'll look at this chart right here, this pie graph shows... you see this percentage?
Yeah.
Well, I need $2,298.
Oh, I see. And just what might this money be for?
Excellent question, Dad.
Thank you.
I'm looking to... purchase a computer software program that will better prepare me for the fashion industry. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, you dropped your note card there.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Anyway, there's this really cool computer game, Virtual Designer, where you can put all kinds of different clothes together.
Well, sounds interesting.
Basically, I can make any outfit I want. You know, like putting this plaid with that solid, that sort of thing.
Well, I suppose it could be educational.
Oh, yeah, I'd learn a ton. Ah. I mean... this is what I want to be when I grow up.
Oh, you really think so?
I'm a natural with colors. And I think I have a good eye for what looks good on people.
Yeah.
Like that shirt you're wearing now, Dad. It looks great on you.
Oh, well, thanks, Haley. Yeah, maybe this computer program would be good for you.
Really? You're going to give me the money? You guys are the best.
Oh, no. No, we couldn't do that.
You couldn't?
No. It wouldn't be a feasible business arrangement.
Sure it would.
No, we could do a work for hire, though. There are some windows that need cleaning, and I think I could find several other jobs you can do around the house.
Well, let's see. Now, according to this graph, we can give you about $4.12 per chore.
That sounds
good. It's not an exact science.
Oh.
Those graphs can be way off sometimes. I wouldn't trust them.
No?
You could go a little higher and be safe, I think.
Oh, you're right. This graph is off a bit.
Yeah. See?
Justin's figures are a little too high. It'd be more like $3.75 a chore.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh.
But, of course, it's not an exact science. I'll tell you what. I'll write out a list of all the different chores that need to be done and each one's going rate. Then you can pick the chores you want to do to earn the money necessary to purchase the software.
Now I see where Justin gets it from.
If you guys could just stack your chairs tonight, that would be great. The younger kids are going to be using this for a game room tomorrow.
So, Brooke, are you all set up with your money for the trip?
Not quite, but I think this week's paycheck should do it. I might even have some extra spending money.
Really? Then we could go get some new ski jackets. They're having a sale at the Adventure Zone.
Well, mine is a little worn out.
We could go this weekend, after you get out of work.
Yeah, I'll ask my mom if she can take us.
Oh, can I go too? There's this really cute jacket that I've been looking for weeks.
Very funny, Luke.
Okay, guys, if you could listen up for a minute, I just wanted to remind you about the ski trip. We only have about 3 more weeks before the rest of your money's due.
Pastor Mark, what if we've forgotten how much we've paid already?
Brooke's been keeping track of how much everyone's put in so far. Right, Brooke?
Yep, I've printed receipts for everyone with the balance due.
Okay, so maybe there's a reason you got voted treasurer over me.
Anyway, we've reserved the entire main lodge for our group, so we'll need the rest of the money to lock it in.
How big is this place? I mean, there aren't that many of us going.
Well, actually, we've got a pretty big group. Do you guys remember our sister church in Westtown?
They were at this summer picnic, right?
Yeah, isn't it that church right downtown?
Well, they're not exactly in the best neighborhood.
Right. That's an understatement.
Needless to say, most of them have never been skiing, and I thought it'd be great to have some of them come along on our trip.
Well, we'll definitely get to know them better.
I don't mean for this to sound rude, but how are they going to pay for it?
Becca!
What? I'm just saying it's kind of an expensive trip. I mean, you could hardly pay for yours.
Some of them paid for it themselves, and their youth group decided to do fundraisers, so they already have some of the money.
See? No big deal.
But they still could use more help. In fact, if anyone wants to make a donation, just let me know, and Brooke will make sure it gets to the right place. Is that okay, Brooke?
Yeah, I can take care of it.
Just don't get it confused with any of your money, Brooke.
The way Brooke keeps records, I don't think that will be a problem, Luke. Okay, then. I will see everybody next week.
Let's see. That's 15, 16, 17.
Is that all your money, Haley?
Yeah, I'm just recounting it. I think I've finally done enough to get my fashion program.
I've never seen that much money before. Did Mom and Dad just give it to you?
No, I had to work for it. You know, so that I could truly appreciate the value of what it means to earn something.
You could buy a lot of candy with that.
Timmy, I'm way too mature for that. Is that the ice cream man?
Haley, you don't have my Computer World magazine, do you?
I don't know.
You're sitting on it, Haley.
Oh, right. Here you go.
So, did you find that fashion program in it?
Yeah. I think it's even on sale now.
Great.
Thanks for helping me out with my presentation, Justin. I think it sealed the deal with Mom and Dad, especially that graph thing.
It was no big deal. I'm glad I could help. This isn't Computer World. This is some girl magazine.
Oh, wait. Yours is right here. Can I have my girl magazine back?
By all means.
Thank you. Wow, look at this necklace on the cover.
Haley, do Mom and Dad know you have that?
Jessica let me borrow it. This necklace would go perfect with that blue shirt.
Which one? You have about 10 blue shirts.
Any of them. And they have this necklace in the accessory store at the mall.
You're not going to spend your money on that, are you?
Maybe.
But Mom and Dad only let you work for the money because it was for something educational.
They said it was my money. That's why I had to earn it. Otherwise, they would have just given it to me.
I thought you had to have the new fashion program. You told me you wanted to be a designer.
Well, maybe I still do. Can I see your magazine again?
Sure.
This game does look really fun. I can design anything from skirts to earmuffs.
That doesn't sound like very much fun to me.
That's because you don't know enough about the industry. Oh, look! They have a new version coming out in a couple of weeks. You can actually scan pictures of people and put the clothes right on them.
You'd have to do a lot more chores to get that one. It's expensive. Besides, we don't even have a scanner.
Yeah, I guess. It's tough being a breadwinner. First you don't have enough money, then you have so much, you don't know what to do with it all. How does a girl make a decision like this? Hey, Maya!
Yeah?
Have you seen Michael?
No, why?
I just wanted to tell him I'm going to Grace's.
I can tell him for you.
Would you?
Hey, is that the latest issue of Fashion Favorites and Faux Pas?
Yep. Don't you just love this necklace on the cover?
It's all right.
What? You don't like it?
No, it's fine. But have you seen the new jeans on page 7? I'm telling you, everyone will be wearing them. My mom's taking me to the mall tonight to buy a pair.
How come I don't know anything about them?
Well, they did just come out. The way they flare at the leg. They're so cool.
How much are they?
I don't know, like 50 bucks or something. Not that much at all.
For a pair of pants? I don't even have half that much money.
Can't your mom just give you more money?
I don't know. I've already cleaned everything in the house. If I scrub the floor again, there won't be any linoleum left. Besides, I really wanted to get that fashion computer software.
Virtual Designer? You don't have it already?
Not yet. I guess you probably do, huh?
Yeah, but I'm getting the 3.0 version in a couple weeks. Maybe you should save for the jeans first and just wait for the new version to come out.
How can I argue with that logic?
Hi, Mom.
You look deep in concentration. Oh, is that your ski trip money?
Yeah, I'm just recounting it. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to have our money in soon.
So how's it look? Do you have enough?
I do. I even have some extra money because of that raise I got.
Oh, well. You know, Brooke, your dad and I are so proud of you. You worked really hard for this trip.
Yeah, it does feel good to know that I earned it. I mean, at first I thought there was no way I could come up with the money.
Yeah, a little determination goes a long way. So, what are you going to do with the extra money?
Well, Beck and I wanted to go shopping for new ski jackets on Saturday. Do you think you could take us?
Oh, sure. I've got a few things I need to pick up myself. Whoa, that's not all your money, is it?
I wish. Actually, this pile is donation money for our sister church's ski trip.
Oh, they're going too?
I hope so. I already counted what we've got, but it doesn't look like enough.
Well, I'm sure someone will have a little extra money to give. You want to help me get dinner ready?
Sure, just let me put this away.
Okay, just don't get them confused.
Okay, I'll try not to.
Okay.
But I thought your mom told me you wanted the money for a fashion program.
Well, I did at first. Now I'm just not sure what to do with the money.
Well, tell me about the computer program.
It's pretty cool. You can put all different kinds of looks together. Plus, they have clothes for every season, like sweaters and coats to shorts and t-shirts.
Wow, that sounds perfect for you, Haley.
It would be fun.
Look at you, thinking about your future already. You are just so grown up.
The fashion industry is hard to get into. I need to start now if I'm really serious about it.
Sounds like your mind's made up then.
Yeah, but I can't stop thinking about those jeans. Maya said she was for sure getting them.
Well, you don't have to get everything all at once. You don't even have to buy them at all if you don't want to.
I could save up again. Look at Brooke. She saved all kinds of money.
You know, I really have to hand it to you girls. You know what you want and you put in the work to get it. Brooke has been working so hard for her ski trip. I'm really impressed.
It was my parents' idea for me to do the work.
But you still did it. I never thought a thing about money when I was younger.
Did you get an allowance or anything?
Well, until I was about your age, I had someone who took care of all my finances.
Really?
Yes, Miss Kopeck didn't let me have any of my own money till I was much older. I think she was afraid I'd spend it all on penny candy.
Wait a minute. Miss Kopeck?
Mm-hmm. She took care of my money for me.
Brooke's horrible boss! You mean you actually knew her when you were a kid?
Yeah, I did. And she wasn't so bad.
Are we talking about the same person?
Well, she was a lot younger then. The point, Haley, is that God really took care of me. I wouldn't have had a clue what to do with all that money. You're blessed to have parents who can teach you about responsibility.
They are pretty cool.
I'd say so. So, Miss Morrison, have you made up your mind about what you're going to get?
But what about Miss Kopeck?
No avoiding the issue. Haley, you need to figure out what you're going to do with all that money. Or else, I'll just have to spend it for you.
Maybe I'll buy Finn a new dog collar.
Well, if you get that new program, you could design one for him.
Oh, Mikey!
Oh, not yes. Park Place again!
Okay, let's see. With two hotels and one house, you owe
me... You guys aren't going to believe what I just heard.
Hold on, Haley. Mikey's got to pay up.
This can't wait. Listen to me.
Come on.
Yeah, Justin, this seems really important.
What's up, Haley?
I was just talking to Grace.
Is she okay?
She's all right,
of course she's okay. Just listen to me and I'll tell you. She knew Ms. Kopeck when she was younger.
What? What?
Yeah, Ms. Kopeck handled her finances or something like that.
See, I told you I heard her talking on the phone about some blind lady.
Yeah, and I guess I did hear Grace mention something about her once.
Hold on. Why was Ms. Kopeck in charge of Grace's money?
I don't know. She really didn't say that much about it.
What were you talking about before that?
Well, I was asking her what I should spend my money on. Oh, and she said she was proud of us for working so hard.
That was nice of her.
She thinks it's great that you earned all that money to go on your ski trip.
Right.
What?
Nothing. It's just that I've decided not to go on the trip.
Huh?
Why? Why? It sounds like so much fun. Could I go instead?
No, the spot's already been filled.
But you've been working so hard.
Yeah, you had to put up with Miss Kopeck this whole time.
Well, our youth group is going with another church, our sister church.
The Rough Kids?
They're not that bad. They just live in a not-so-nice neighborhood. They hadn't raised all the money to go, so I gave them some of mine. It was no big deal.
You gave them all your money?
No, I still have some left, but just not enough to go on the trip. You guys, I can go skiing anytime.
But...
Really, it's okay. Most of them have never been skiing before. They're gonna love it.
That was a great thing for you to do, Brooke.
Well, we have so much. It just seems like a good way to give back. I think sometimes God gives us more so we can give it to someone who doesn't have anything at all.
Good point.
So, are we gonna play some Monopoly or what? Come on, Haley, you can be the shoe.
Football has to be in here somewhere.
Well, I can't play football without a football.
Yeah.
What am I gonna do?
Well, if you keep track of your things, Mikey...
Dad, are you in here?
Yeah, we're over here, Haley.
This garage is starting to look like Mike's room. Ha ha!
What's up?
I've been thinking about what to do with my money.
Oh, I see. You're not too sure about the computer program, hmm?
Well, I was wondering if someone else might need it more than me.
Really?
Brooke might have said that she doesn't care about not going on the ski trip, but I think she really wants to go.
Oh, I'm sure she does.
And I don't need the computer program right now. I have plenty of colored pencils and paper, right?
So you're saying that you...
I want to give my money to Brooke so she can go on the trip. It's not a lot, but I think it might be enough.
I found it! Hey, Haley.
Hey, Mikey. So, can you give her my money, Dad?
Are you sure?
Yeah, but don't tell her it was for me. I don't want her to make a big deal out of it.
Well, I'll make sure she gets it. You know, I'm really proud of you, Haley.
Thanks, Dad.
Did Haley just give her money away?
She sure did.
Why?
Because, Mikey, sometimes it's better to give than to receive.
Where have I heard that before? What's with those pants, Maya? Are they supposed to look like that?
Of course, these are the new jeans that everyone's wearing.
No offense or anything, but they look like clown pants.
Do you live under a rock or something? I mean, come on, I'm sure Haley bought a pair.
Are you kidding? She doesn't have the money for that.
What are you talking about? I thought she had a whole bunch of money.
I'm saying she doesn't have it anymore.
Oh, so she did buy the fashion game?
Nope, she didn't get that either, even though that's what she really wanted.
So what did she do with it?
She gave it away to Brooke so she could go on some ski trip.
She gave it away? To her sister?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
There you are. Maya, I've been looking all over for you.
School just got out. Where else was I gonna be?
All I'm saying is that we're supposed to get fitted for our new riding boots today. We can't be late.
Well, I don't want to hold you guys up. See you later, Maya.
Bye.
I don't know why you have to hang out with those Morrisons.
What's the big deal? They are kind of nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, look at Haley and Brooke.
What about them?
Haley saved up for this computer game, and she gave the money to Brooke instead.
What? So you expect me to give you money now, too?
No, I'd never expect that.
What?
Nothing. Do you know where our virtual designer is?
Why? You're not gonna give it away, are you?
It's my game and I can do whatever I want with it.
So what? Now that you think you're friends with him, you're just gonna give all your stuff away?
No.
Whatever. I think I see Mom. Hurry up.
Yeah, I'm right behind you.
And she what?
And she was very angry.
Angry. Right.
And she ate.
She knows she didn't eat him. What'd she do?
Threw.
Good.
The beans out of the window.
Good job, Timmy. Ah, your reading's getting so much better.
Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome.
I'll get it.
Hey, hang on, Timmy.
Hi, Maya. What are you doing here?
Oh, Timmy. Hello, Maya. Can I help you with something?
Yeah. I brought this game for Haley. I mean, I don't really need it anymore.
Oh, is this that, fashion game?
Yeah.
Well, I'll get Haley for you so you can give it to her in person.
Oh, no. That's okay. I just wanted to drop it off. I'm getting the new version, and I won't be using this anymore.
Right. Well, that was very thoughtful of you.
It's no big deal. I mean, I kind of don't want you to tell her I was here or anything, you know. If that's okay.
Sure. Thank you, Maya.
Yeah, well, I better go.
Right. Goodbye. Well, Lord, you never cease to amaze me.
This is a pretty cool game, Haley.
Yeah, look at this.
Wow, that color is really bright.
Kind of hurts your eyes, doesn't it?
To say the least, but I'm glad you're having fun with it.
It's weird, Brooke. I'm not really sure how I even got it.
Didn't you buy it?
No, I mean, I think I know who gave it to me, but Mom and Dad won't tell me where it came from. They say it doesn't matter.
Yeah, they've been saying that a lot lately. So, who do you think gave it to you?
Timmy said that Maya stopped by earlier.
Really? You don't think that Maya gave it to you, do you?
You never know. Dad was acting kind of suspicious.
Wow, Maya. I never would have guessed that.
I know. So, are you excited about the ski trip now that you get to go?
Very. But it's kind of weird.
What? What's weird?
Oh, I don't know. I guess some unknown person gave Dad some money for me.
Really? Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, Haley. It was really cool. So, now you're gonna show me how this game works or what?
Sure. Let's see. What can we make?
How about something practical?
I know! I can design a new ski jacket for you.
Great, but don't use that color. I don't want people to be blinded when they're skiing.
Well, you know the old saying, it's better to give than receive. This was a perfect example of that. And really, when you give, you do receive. Think about it. Have you ever given something to someone and watched their face just light up with happiness? Your gift may have changed their whole outlook. Maybe you've been the one ray of sunshine in someone's cloudy day. Giving is a powerful thing, and it can communicate your love like almost nothing else. It can melt a cold heart, and sometimes it's the only thing a person can hear when they're really upset or frustrated. Sometimes our actions really do speak louder than our words. And on top of all of that, the giver is getting something too. Joy, excitement, and great satisfaction. Giving may not always be easy, but it sure is worth it. If you have a story about giving that you would like to share, or if you have questions or comments for us, please email us at gilead@cbhministries.org or write us at Gilead, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. In Canada, write us at P.O. Box 124, Maple Ridge, B.C., V2X7E9. When you contact us, please be sure to include the four call letters of the station that you listen to. Today's program, The Giving Spree, was a production of CBH Ministries and was written by Leah Peter and directed by Beth Klima. Our production engineers were Glenn West and Todd Busty, with music by Steve Wick. Our executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jake, hoping you'll join us again next week down Gilead Lane.